Exclusive, Jim Jordan on what must be done to fight lawfare against Trump. By Bradley J. on May 1, 2025. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., is the tip of the congressional spear in fighting weaponized lawfare. And he discussed what a Republican Congress can do to rein in rogue liberal activist judges Thursday on The Alex Marlowe Show. Host Alex Marlowe opened the segment with a discussion about U.S. Magistrate Judge Jessica Hedges, who ordered that the suspect behind the firebombing of a Tesla dealership in Kansas City, Missouri, be released from federal custody ahead of his upcoming court date. In their arguments for early release, the suspect's lawyers cited the needs of their client, who is transgender, to continue receiving treatments for gender dysphoria and attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD. Alerting the public to wild actions by activist judges such as Hedges is important not just for media but for Congress, Jordan said. There's three avenues we have in the Congress to fight back. Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, explained to Marlowe. In a legislative body, we can pass legislation. We can do oversight and draw attention to all the crazy things like you just highlighted that are going on. The Republican House is already working on the legislative front, passing a bill introduced by Representative Brian Mast, RFL, which both Mast and Jordan discussed in an exclusive op-ed for Breitbart News. We have done one bill, it's already passed the House, which says if one of these federal district judges issues an injunction, it only applies to the parties in the case in that respective jurisdiction. It doesn't apply nationwide, Jordan told Marlowe. Even Democrat-nominated Justice Elena Kagan supported this idea a few years ago, according to Jordan. Marlowe noted that notorious Democrat lawyer Mark Elias had been pushing activist judges to hinder Republican administrations through nationwide injunctions since 2008. He asked Jordan how the scheme can be stopped. Well, one step at a time, Jordan said. I think you're underscoring this fundamental fight where the left always says we trust the, quote, experts. And the experts, according to the left, are always the individuals who aren't elected. So, we trust the Fossas and the Boasbergs and this judge in Milwaukee, we trust them. The left's quickness to give power to the people who never have to put their name on a ballot, never have to get elected, aren't answerable directly to we the people is antithetical to how our constitutional system works, which is the folks who put their name on the ballot and get elected. Those are the ones who are supposed to make the decisions, Jordan said. That is by design, he explained. If you don't like what they do, you get a chance to throw them out every 2 years, Jordan noted. That's the fundamental fight. And, because the left wants to take your liberty away, the left is always, oh, let's trust Dr. Fauci and the Boasbergs even though they're wrong all the time. Mast's bill would prevent a district judge from issuing a nationwide injunction ordering the nation's chief executive to spend taxpayer money that he is against spending, which is a scenario we have seen recently with judges ordering the release of funds the Trump administration has cut. That is not a decision for a federal district judge, Jordan said. That should go to the court that typically deals with that. That deals with contracts and disputes and those sort of things. It should go there. And there's a time frame, I think in the bill, it's like 180 days to make that determination. Marlowe said that the Supreme Court lacked the manpower to review the whirlwind of injunctions Trump currently is facing, and the two discussed the possibility of expediting those challenges. I do think on certain executive actions that directly challenge the head of the executive branch, the commander-in-chief, the President of the United States, there may need to be some kind of expedited review so that it moves through in a fast, in a much timelier way, Jordan said. So, we're looking at that. In fact, the bill we passed on the injunction issue, we did allow for a limited expedited review in there. In a unique situation where, if you had some state attorney generals from different federal districts who were bringing a federal case, then it would get to the Supreme Court in an expedited way. So, we even had a little touch of that in the bill we've already passed. But I do think that's something you got to look at. Jordan encouraged Marlowe and Breitbart to continue leading the fight to expose activist judges. I think we continue to do what you and I do, he said. We talk about this, because the more you highlight, the more everyone in the country, including people in our federal court system hear about this and understand. You may have some judge who wants to make some big decision, but they want to think about it. They want to be consistent with the Constitution and who actually runs the executive branch. Jordan praised Trump's achievements in his first 100 days, including the new direction of the government under the team he put together. The agencies are now run by individuals in the Trump administration. Every federal agency that actually cares about we the people, versus using the agency and the power of government to weaponize and go after the very taxpayers it's supposed to serve, Jordan proclaimed. He singled out the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, under the new leadership of Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. DOJ is night and day, just night and day, with Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche and Kash Patel at FBI, Jordan said. They're no longer investigating parents at school board meetings and pro-life Catholics. They're actually good one after bad guys. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.